This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Guess what I'm having for dinner tonight, Chris? What'd you say? Turn on your microphone, Chris. When you do that motion with your mouth, it makes me uncomfortable. What'd you say? Oh, my burgers? No, Chris, listen. When you have had the nectar from the gods... What? Don't roll your eyes, Chris. When you've had the nectar from the gods, you don't want to just live exclusively on that. You need to make sure they're special. No, what we're having tonight... I mean, I know this is... We're fancy people, all right? We're very high-end people. You know I'm a very important celebrity, huge and important, Chris, but Sloppy Joe tonight. I love Sloppy Joe. The wife, she slow cooks it in the slow cooker, and get this. No, Chris, we're not making any Kamala jokes right now. That's not right. Both of you should be ashamed of yourselves right now, both of you. Anyway, I don't actually eat the Sloppy Joe traditionally. I have two different methods for my Sloppy Joe. Method number one, you take the Sloppy Joe, you take your bun, you open up your burger bun, you put 2 slices of American cheese on the... Listen, Chris, you put one on the bottom bun and you scoop the Sloppy Joe on it. Then you put the other slice on the top and you cover that up. You wrap that up in foil... Walk away, 5 minutes, you come back, and it's a big, cheesy, melty mess. That's one way, but that's actually not even my favorite way to eat Sloppy Joes. I'll get back to the politics in a second, okay? I'm starving. Second way, I put it on hot dogs. I go to the store on the way home. I get some all-beef wieners, and I finger the buns, and I get fresh buns, wieners, and I go home, mustard, onions, Sloppy Joe and cheese. I essentially make a Sloppy Joe chili dog and just Kamala that thing down with chips and everything. Ooh, a big glass of milk. I love milk. Maybe I'll have chocolate milk tonight. I'll go crazy out there, Chris. But that's what I'm having for dinner. Why did I tell you all that? I actually have no idea. Let's talk about something else right now. Let's talk about the fact we're taking on demons in this country. You know what a crisis pregnancy center does? The things they do for women, and let's pause on this for a moment, because life is imperfect. We talk about how life should be and how he should be perfect and you should be perfect and I should be perfect. I don't know about you, but I'm about as far away from perfect as it gets. Young women, young people, and old people, frankly, but young people make mistakes. They do things they shouldn't do. They do things that are stupid, foolhardy, whatever you want to call it. Young women end up pregnant and they don't want to be pregnant. Or they weren't planning it, unmarried, poor, whatever the case may be. And think about what that moment is like. Maybe that's been your moment. Think about what that moment is like as a young woman when you find out I'm pregnant. Think about what you're thinking about as far as your future. What your family's going to say, friends are going to say, siblings. Think about how scared you are about your financial future. And think you're in a society now that tells you at every single turn, I'll just slaughter it. I'll just massacre that baby. And maybe you don't want to do that, or maybe you're not sure. There are crisis pregnancy centers out there. These are they're just the most blessed places in the world. You know what? I'm going to play this. This is a little long. Just listen to this young lady.
This comes from a stamp client, JC. I was in a very bad place in my life when I decided to get an abortion.
My mom told me she wouldn't have anything to do with my baby. My boyfriend was a drug addict and causing abuse in my life and left me, and I was diagnosed with having severe panic attacks. I drove to Planned Parenthood and saw Stanton Healthcare across the parking lot. I went to Stanton Healthcare and found that they are a real clinic that helped me with everything I needed. They loved me and showed me I wasn't alone, gave me things I needed for my baby, counseling to get out of my life-threatening abusive relationship, and encouraged me that I could have a life with this baby. Seeing my daughter's heartbeat made me stop feeling the panic attacks that made me want to abort and stop feeling the horrible nausea and see my baby as a real person that I couldn't kill. It instantly made me feel attached to my baby and love her. I felt led to start my own business, and for the first time in my life, I can provide for my children on my own and have more than enough. They impacted my whole future and my children's future. I am so glad she is in this world now and in my life forever because I was able to choose to keep her with Stanton's help. I thank God Stanton helped me get out of fear and choose life. My mother is in her life and happy I had her. It impacted her as well. My daughter has a sister, and I found a man that loves us all. All my fears were lies, and had I aborted my little girl, I know it would have caused me to carry shame and depression. Thank you, Stanton, for me and my baby. She has a future life because of you.
That's what pregnancy centers do for young women, and they do it free of charge. Now, it doesn't matter, honestly, it genuinely doesn't matter whether you're as pro-life as I am or what, that doesn't matter at all. It really just doesn't matter. Is that not the most blessed thing in the world you could do for somebody? Take a scared young lady and counsel her and provide for her and make sure that she's taken care of and the baby's taken care of and you don't charge a dime for it. That's what crisis pregnancy centers are. And they're across the country. And maybe you're one of those young, scared ladies listening to the sound of my voice right now. You have one close to you. And if you're worried that you don't or don't have access to one, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email us and we'll find one that you can get to. Email us and we will find one for you. Give us your location. We'll find one. But again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think about that particular issue. Is that not a blessed place? Is that not a wonderful place? And the volunteers who work there, they're freaking angels. I've never done anything good in my life. These people show up and they do good every single day. I played this for you earlier in the week. I'm going to play it again. What level of evil are we dealing with here? If your goal is to shut these places down because they help women, you know who Senator Elizabeth Warren is. You know who she is. You know her name. I can't say right or wrong. This is evil on a level that confirms my already long-held belief that demons exist. Listen to this human being, and you tell me we're not in some level of spiritual warfare out here.
In Massachusetts right now, those crisis pregnancy centers that are there to fool people who are looking for pregnancy termination help outnumber true abortion clinics by 3-1. We need to shut them down here in Massachusetts, and we need to shut them down all around the country. You should not be able to torture a pregnant person like that.
Like Chris just told me, he said, you can be for abortion all you want while celebrating a crisis pregnancy center. Who in the world wants to shut down a crisis pregnancy center? What level of demon are we dealing with when you look at a crisis pregnancy center? No matter your views on abortion, you look at a crisis pregnancy center and you think, oh, those scumbags, I gotta find a way to shut them down. I mean, let's be frank about what we've seen since Roe versus Wade was overturned. I don't see very many pro-choice people in this country. I see a lot of pro-abortion people. That's just the bottom line. You want kids dead, period. Who talks like this? This is a mother.
In Massachusetts right now, those crisis pregnancy centers that are there to fool people who are looking for pregnancy termination help.
Who talks like that? Listen to these people.
But what these restrictions are intended to do is try and stop people from having abortions. But abortion is healthcare. My abortion was the best decision I ever made. It was an act of self-love.
The best decision I ever made. I've known a few women who have had these. Not one of them shares that sentiment. They're full of guilt and regret and shame and whatnot, which, I mean, there's no room for that. You got to pack up and move on. We all make terrible mistakes, but I'm glad I don't know anybody who speaks like that. All right. We're going to address this teacher eating her kids. We're going to get to more emails. We are going to address this horrible new information that came out from that Uvalde school shooting. All that's still to come here on the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to continue to address getting you and me ready for whatever disaster is coming. I have told you how many times and for how long now that I think we're going into a Great Depression. It's not just because of where we are. It's where we are combined with the fact that every part of our economic system is being attacked from every angle, from the people in charge of it. It's just there's no one trying to pull us out. So I think we're going into a Great Depression. Do you have gold in your possession? You understand that bartering during Great Depressions, bartering is normal. We're used to, you walk in, here's a dollar, here's a credit card. When economic times are really, really tough, people would trade. No, I will make you dinner. I'll give you a bowl of soup if you will come fix my heater. That's normal. Do you think it would be beneficial for you and your family to have some gold in your possession now? Before the price continues to go up, you think it would be helpful to have some gold? Oxford Gold Group will deliver it to your front door. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They'll take care of you. They will deliver gold to your front door. 833-995-GOLD. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekelly.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. If you want to watch me do the show, you can. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, and that's where you can watch me do it. I tend to talk with my hands a lot. And Chris, I've decided the black pen, those who remember a couple days ago when Chris and Michael stole my pen, the pen ended up being found on the floor. They acted like it was there the whole time when I know they really planted it there when I used the bathroom to act like they didn't steal it. But I feel like I need something more manly to swing around the whole time. Don't I need like a knife or something or like a hatchet? Yeah, I probably would stab myself with it when I got upset. All right, something different, maybe a club or like a blackjack or something like that would be really, really cool. It'd be very cool. I'm cool, Chris. Time to offend everybody. The headline is this. I'm not making this up. I'm a plus-size teacher, and my students beg me not to eat them. This is a kindergarten teacher. In a multi-part series, a good-humored TikToker who goes by the name Sue Style Vibes posted a video, and when she apparently she had a good attitude about the whole thing, so I want to give her credit for that. She noted children beg her not to eat them for lunch. She addresses herself as a plus-size teacher. Well, look, kids are hilarious. And I mean hilarious. And small kids are brutally honest. The only reason I brought up this story is, one, it's a little bit funny. Two, I don't want to bag on her because she's got a good sense of humor about it. But I do want to address something quickly. Plus sized. You're not plus sized. You're fat. You're fat. I'm not saying that to be insulting because some people are fat. God made us all differently. I'm tall and skinny. If I wasn't 6'8", if I was 5'8", like every Italian I've ever met, it would look like you'd be watching me here on the simulcast, and it would look like I was melting into the table because of how I eat. I've been given a long body, therefore I don't get obese. But some people are, that's just naturally how they are. Maybe that's you. That's fine. But we're not going to do this thing where we change language to constantly make everybody feel better about something. Fat people know they're fat. We don't have to sugarcoat that and call everything plus size. I was too skinny for most of my life. My dad didn't exactly sugarcoat it. You're too skinny. You look like a toothpick. I can see through your chest. All those things were said. And you know what those things did? They helped me out. They helped me out a great deal. I hate the adjustment of language in this society to make everyone feel better about everything. Like, remember that Turbo Freak law professor? We played you the audio a couple times yesterday. The law professor from a very prestigious school, Berkeley, by the way, who was being interviewed by Josh Hawley, and all the different words she has now, cis this and non-binary that, and all these different words she describes people who simply have mental health problems. And I don't know why so many on the right won't even say that either. If you're a boy and you believe you're a woman and you want a doctor to chop your penis off, you have mental health problems. It doesn't mean you're evil or a bad person. It means you need real professional help. You need to sit down with some counseling. I would recommend religious counseling because psychiatrists are a bunch of nutballs anymore. But you need professional help. You don't need somebody telling you, oh yeah, lop that thing off. You don't need it anyway. If you're a woman and you believe you're a man and you want to go have your boobs removed, you need mental health care. You need to be helped. You don't need a doctor to say, oh yeah, scalpel time, whip them bad boys out. That's not what you need. But instead, we've got a society now completely designed around all of our psychopaths and trying to tell them they're not really psychopaths.
Senator Lee, Senator Cruz have talked about, oh, this decision just to turn, this Dobbs decision just returned to the elected representatives of states to, and people can battle it out in these laboratories of democracy as to whether they want to protect fetal life over the interests of the pregnant person. These are the same states that are stopping people from voting. Texas has the most restrictive voting laws on the books. Texas's SB 8 doesn't represent the will of the majority of Texans. Texas's SB 8 represents the will of the majority of Texans that were able to vote. So in order for this to be a democracy, we have to protect voting rights. And I leave it to everyone in this room, as well as the rest of Congress, to protect voting rights so that we can be a real democracy.
Maybe if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you're confused why I just played a soundbite that didn't seem to have any connection with the setup I did for the soundbite. Maybe you're saying, oh man, I don't understand what happened there. I'm sure Jesse has some kind of plan or something like that, but boy, boy, are you wrong. That was a complete accident because I pressed the wrong button. I remember the Josh Hawley exchange from yesterday. Chris, do you have the Josh Hawley exchange from yesterday? You suck, Chris. You're supposed to be here making up for my mistakes. I reached over and pressed the wrong button. Apparently the button doesn't even exist. You know what, Chris? Fine. You don't have it? You can enjoy this.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
That's what you get, Chris. And now we don't have time. You know what? Now we don't even have time for the holiday clip. Now everyone's going to have to wait because I set everything up and then pressed the wrong sound and then Chris stepped in and screwed everything up. I am going to play you that Hawley sound again next. And then we're going to talk briefly about this Uvalde surveillance footage that has come out since. I didn't really address this last night or the night before. It's so maddening and saddening. I know saddening isn't even a word, but I like that word now. I think I'm probably going to use that more. It's a really, really hard thing to wrap your mind around. It's hard to wrap your mind around what they did and what they didn't do over there. And we'll talk about a weaponized DOJ. We're going to get to more emails. Well, we're not near done yet. We're not near done yet here on the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to keep rocking and rolling. Hang on.
What I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi.
9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And Chris finally dug up the appropriate audio after I screwed it up. But again, we have a society now that we take every insane thing and we act as if it's sane. And if you point out that it's insane, that you're somehow the bad guy. Men cannot become women. Women cannot become men. I don't care how many parts of your body you cut off yourself. I don't care what stupid pronouns you assign to yourself. You are either a man or you are a woman, and that cannot change. And for virtually all of human history, that is something everyone acknowledged. And all of a sudden, you psychos decided about 15 minutes ago that I could just go to the doctor's office and he could pull out the old cigar snipper and I could become Jessica Kelly. But that's not how it works. And I'm never going to tell you that's how it works. And I'm not going to be nice about it. Listen to this freaking lunatic.
Before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
So your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking you if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist.
And that leads to violence. Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no.
They're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just
I know.
In this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
That human being is a lunatic and should be treated as a lunatic. And the people she's talking about should be treated as lunatics. Doesn't mean we have to hate them. Doesn't mean they're evil. It doesn't mean that. Well, I mean, she is, but it doesn't mean everyone that she's talking about is. But we can call a spade in this country. And Chris brought up, can you imagine being on a date with that woman? Let me ask you, Chris, how hot would she have to be? Really hot, right? She'd have to be Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, Tyra Banks, Salma Hayek. She would have to be, really, really, really hot. But even then, look, maybe I'm just getting older. Even then, I wouldn't make it. I remember this one time. I was a young man at the time. I think I was 18 years old. I went and had to pick up this smoking hot redhead. I know, look, hey, we all make mistakes. I had to pick up this smoking hot redhead. And we took off, and we were heading out on a date, and I lasted like 10 minutes, and she just would not stop talking, and she was talking the whole time, and it was all so dumb, and I don't know whether I just got a bad night's sleep or something like that. Finally, I said, I'm sorry, I can't do this, and I turned around and took her back home. What, Chris? No, Chris, I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, okay? I was so consumed with my annoyance, I couldn't see the light, Chris. I couldn't. Do I have regrets? No, man, it was pretty annoying. I'm sorry, I don't. Headline. Uvalde surveillance footage shows police response as gunman murdered 19 children and two adults. I'm not going to go into all the details of this because you've heard them by now and because they're frankly beyond belief. And I've told you before, I know a lot of cops. I'm friends with a lot of cops. It's just I've always gotten along with cops really well. In my area, NYPD cops, I get along with cops very well. I don't know any cops who would conduct themselves in this way, but there are things in here. Like they walk through the timeline. This is while kids are dying. I just want to point this out. At 12:21 p.m., officers walk down the hallway to position themselves closer to the classroom doorway. At 12:30, an officer can be seen walking over to a hand sanitizer dispenser and disinfecting his hands. They got on their phones. Just picked up their phones, just browsing through the phone. While kids were dying, they sanitized their hands. They browsed their phones. An hour. And you're sitting there. I honestly don't want you to watch the surveillance footage. I don't think you need that in your mind. But obviously, I'm not your dad. You can do whatever you want. You watch them stand there with long guns, body armor, shields. I mean, it's not that this would be an excuse either. It's not like they were sitting out there in the hall with slingshots. And I've got to tell you, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I like to figure out facts. I like to figure out what's going on. I'm open to conspiracy theories. I want to show me the evidence. Show it to me. And I'm game. I'm totally game. Just because the press calls something a conspiracy theory doesn't mean I think that's what it is. But I am so weirded out by the conduct of not just police, of supposed men who listened to 10-year-olds being executed for an hour while standing there in body armor and a long gun and not doing anything? What am I missing? I have to be missing something. There has to be something I can't see. And I've heard a couple theories floating around, and I don't want to put them out there because I don't know what's garbage. We're still talking about someone's dead 10-year-old here. But I need someone to explain to me, what am I not seeing? I don't know a man like this, let alone a cop. I don't know a dude like this. Are we worse off than we thought? Is that what it is? Is it a cops are worse off thing because we've run all the good ones out? Is that it? I mean, I don't think that's the case because I still know a bunch of super studs who are serving, but obviously they're talking about getting out. Is this, is this a testosterone thing? I mean, they say testosterone levels have been cut in half in the last 50 years. What I'm looking at with men with long guns not going into a classroom, are we dealing with a testosterone problem? But hey, maybe we should send a bunch of male vitality stacks to the Uvalde Police Department, Chris. Maybe we should. Maybe that's what it is. I mean, and look, hey, I've been telling you about this from chalk for a long time. I'm not playing games with this stuff. A 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Switch. Get to chalk. U.S. manufacturing. All natural herbal supplements. There's a female vitality stack, ladies. Don't think you're absolved from this. Male vitality stack. All kinds of natural herbal supplements. But when I see stuff like this, I say to myself, man, we have a manhood crisis in this society. Forget crime crisis or cop crisis. We have a manhood crisis. Golly. By the way, when you go get your male vitality stack, which you better be doing right now, use the code Jesse because you get you 35% off the whole daggone store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, go. And look, honestly, this is why I'm so adamant about all of us getting stronger individually. What if this trend continues? And what if 10 years from now, something horrible's happening and you don't even want to call 911? What if you just have this knowledge? Because remember, this is how other people live. This is how other people grow up in other countries around the world. What if you just have this knowledge that they're not coming? Even if they are coming, they're not going to do anything to save me. And you just know it's all on you. Isn't that kind of a frightening thing to think about? Maybe that's where we're headed. And I usually isolate these things to big city stuff. Uvalde is not a big city. It's one of those places, everyone knows your name. And the cops just stood there, sanitizing their hands. Chris said stopping people from going in. Golly. All right, we'll get to some more emails and headlines I didn't get to next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't worry, we'll be back live and in the chair tomorrow. There's nothing to concern yourself with. But yeah, like I was just saying, man, maybe we're going to have to embrace being on our own as we continue to lose trust in all of our institutions. I mean, our medical institutions, right? Maybe we're going to have to embrace being on our own. You see videos like this from the Uvalde school shooting. We're on our own, or at least maybe we'll be in the future if you aren't already. And we talk about preparing ourselves to be on our own, getting healthier, getting food, getting water. We talk about becoming a better shot. If you have to go into a room, a classroom, bedroom, and there are kids in there, do you think you can hit what you should hit in there? What if there are a bunch of soft targets in there you really, really, really don't want to hit? How confident are you right now you can hit it? Oh, Jesse, I can. I go to the range. Okay. When's the last time you dropped to a knee at the range? When's the last time you got in the prone, facing away, lying on your side? When's the last time you put yourself through any of these drills? I don't bring this up to make you feel bad about yourself. I bring this up to encourage you to get a Mantis X system, because Mantis X will put you through drills in the comfort of your home. You don't fire a shot. You don't leave the air conditioning. But you're going through drills in your home. These real scenarios that are happening out there right now, they're not perfect. You don't walk in the door and he's standing there perfectly still, wearing a big target on his chest. That's not how it works. In real life, it's fast and it's scary and it's dangerous. Are you ready? Am I ready? We got to practice. Go to MantisX.com and get one today and practice, all right? MantisX.com. Let's get to a couple emails before I get to headlines, Chris. Jesse. Seems to me everyone I know is getting COVID again has been vaccinated. I myself have not taken the jab, and no one I know who has had the virus and has recovered has gotten COVID again. What say you? Well, here's what I say. Prior to, 2020, for my entire life, getting a sickness meant your body built up immunity and you didn't get the sickness again. Only coronavirus seemed to eliminate that, what'd they call it? That word they love starts with an S. The science. Only COVID seemed to change the science. And now natural immunity didn't work anymore. Instead, you got to go line Pfizer's pockets. Jesse, you were talking today about hydropower and were surprised that California doesn't consider it renewable. Up here in the People's Republic of Washington, he calls it California North. We have tons of hydropower, but it's not considered a green energy source. Yes, indeed, water turning an impeller that spins a generator is not green here. I mean, it's very obvious. The climate change movement has precious little to do with climate change. Everyone gets that at this point in time. Everyone, it doesn't have anything to do with climate change. It has everything to do with destroying you, with destroying society as we know it. That's what it does. Jesse, when you can you please rehash the story of your dad calling you Pink Flower? It's not that I can't remember it. It's just nice hearing you talk about how soft you are. Love the show, brother. You are our front line. Feel free to use my name. His name is Jason. Again, if you want to hear any of these old stories I've told, I do have to remember to tell them all again and again and again. You can email jesse@jessekelly.com and I will. The Pink Flower story is not very nice. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Isn't that what I said, Chris? It's not what I said? Oh, that's a bummer. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Anyway, it's not very nice that you want to hear this story. Nevertheless, the story, it's a very simple story. My father, again, he's a construction guy. He's a little rough around the edges. If I was ever sick and stayed home from school, because that's great when you're sick and you stay home from school, right? Even if you're not that sick, mom even knows you're not that sick, but she chooses to spoil you all day. I don't have to do my chores. I don't have to go outside and mow. I don't have to go to school. Oh, looks like I better just lay on the couch, mom. I've got a half a degree fever. You never know. So mom spoils you all day. Well, dad is one of those never miss a day of work guys. My dad would come home, and if he found out I stayed home sick from school, he would call me Pink Flower or Pinky. He would mock me relentlessly as being absurdly feminine until I sucked it up and bucked up and went back to school. Very few sick days in the Kelly household. Very few.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Chris just asked me if my birthday is in a week before we get to headlines. But Chris... understand something. It's extremely childish and selfish for people to point out when they have a birthday. I see this all the time on social media. It's my birthday today. You get this stuff all the time. Hey, it's my birthday today. Yes, my birthday is July 20th. Yes, I'll be turning 41. No, I'm not going to tell anybody about it. That's a week from today. So next Wednesday is my birthday. And you're not going to hear a word out of me about how I'm 41 and I want people to celebrate me. And I definitely don't want people to email in jesse@jessekelly.com. I definitely don't want you to email in birthday wishes or anything like that. The focus of that day shouldn't be about me. It should be about other people, Chris. Gosh, grow up. The DOJ is creating a reproductive rights task force. Here's what we know. Well, it's not difficult. What we know is... the Department of Justice is now the weaponized arm of the Democratic Party. That's why they sick the FBI on concerned parents. It's why they're all of a sudden very concerned about abortion in America, which, of course, they call reproductive rights, because sucking a baby out of its mother with a vacuum sounds much less appealing. California governor signs a bill allowing victims to sue gun makers. We are heading into very, very dangerous times as Democrats weaponize the government against specific industries. Guns themselves are about to get much, much, much more expensive. And let's be honest, we all know where this is going. We're going to end up having to import all of our guns. I like American guns, daggone it. Dr. Fauci reemerges 2 weeks after experiencing rebound COVID. Don't you love all the new names for COVID? Rebound COVID and long COVID. Man, this coronavirus, I'm telling you what, it's as flexible as a gymnast. Democrats would abolish the Supreme Court and elect judges and let the United Nations decide. Yes, well, every time the Supreme Court does something they don't like, they try to blow the whole thing up. We call that the FDR. Despite the dangers, more are migrating to the U.S. by sea. A smuggler explains how. Gosh, who's smuggling into the United States of America at this point in time? Are they not aware of the value of our dollar here? All right, keep your chin up. We're going to do this again tomorrow. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You don't have to fret. I have some funnies planned for tomorrow. That's a total lie. I don't have anything planned for tomorrow. I was just trying to make you feel better because these inflation numbers are terrible. So go home and try to find a deal on ground beef. That's what I'm going to do. That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.